Then, as the defending ships darted away, Kinnison turned to his CFO.
QX, Chatty. Open up with your secondaries. Fire at will.
Then, from projectors of a power theretofore carried only by Maulers, there raved out against the nearest Bosconian vessel beams of a vehemence compared to which the enemy's own seemed weak and futile. And those were the secondaries. As has been intimated, the Dauntless was an unusual ship. She was enormous. She was bigger even than a Mauler in actual bulk and mass, and from needle-beaked prow to jet-studded stern, she was literally packed with power. Power for any emergency conceivable to the fertile minds of Port Admiral Haynes and his staff of designers and engineers. Instead of two, or at most three, intake screen exciters, she had 200. Her bus bars, instead of being the conventional rectangular coppers of a few square inches cross-sectional area, were laminated members built up of coaxial tubing of pure silver to a diameter of over a yard, multiple and parallel conductors, each of whose current carrying capacity was to be measured only in millions of amperes. And everything else aboard that mighty engine of destruction was upon the same gargantuan scale. Titanic though those thrusts were, not a pirate ship was seriously hurt. Outer screens went down, and more than a few of the second lines of defense also failed. But that was the patrolman's strategy, to let the enemy know that they had weapons of offense somewhat superior to their own, but not quite powerful enough to be a real menace. In minutes, therefore, the Bosconians rushed up and proceeded to englobe the newcomer, supposing, of course, that she was a product of the world below, that she was manned by the race who had so long and so successfully fought off Bosconian encroachment. They attacked, and under the concentrated fury of their beams, the outer screen of the patrol ship began to fail. Higher and higher into the spectrum it radiated, blinding white, blue, an intolerable violet glare. Then, patchily, through the invisible ultraviolet, and into the black of extinction. The second screen resisted longer and more stubbornly, but finally it also went down. The third, automatically taking up at the burden of defense. Simultaneously, the power of the Dauntless's projectors weakened, as though she were shifting her power from offense to defense in order to stiffen her third and supposedly her last shielding screen.
"Pretty soon now, Chatway," Kinnison observed. "Just as soon as they can report that they've got us in a bad way, that it's just a matter of time until they blow us out of the ether. Better report now. I'll put you on the spool." "We are equipped to energize simultaneously 8 of the new replaceable unit primary projectors," the CFO stated crisply. "There are 21 vessels englobing us, and no others within detection. With a discharge period of 0.60 and a switching interval of 0.09, the entire action should occupy 1.98 seconds.